Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Jeff Hamer, the president of Gallagher Corp, a major distributor on the West Coast. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing well this morning, Kim.
Good to talk to you. I've caught you in Europe. You're actually in Italy, right?
I am today, yes.
So I want to talk to you about this news that you've opened a San Diego design studio. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let me ask you first, though, how's business?
Business is okay. You know, the first quarter, I think, was a bit below expectations for a lot of people. But we had a strong May and a strong June and July. July is okay. But it certainly doesn't feel like there's as much momentum as I think we would expect given the state of the economy or kind of where we are in the cycle. It's good, but not great in how to define it.
Well, Jeff, you're a smart guy. So what are your thoughts on that? Like I've said in several interviews, some of the economic indicators are unbelievable. I mean, unemployment's down. You've got consumer confidence up. You've got low interest rates. Flooring is flat at best. So what's the reason, do you think?
I think it's being driven largely by the sales of new homes and then the sale of existing homes. And we've had 10 or 11 months of year-over-year declines, I think, in those two key numbers. And it tells me that a substantial amount of flooring-related activity is driven by the sale of an existing home or new home. And you slow those numbers down, and it's really hard to outperform what's going on in that space. I think that people are putting their disposable money in other areas. I think that a lot of things are really strong, but I think housing is an area that is tied, really, and flooring is tied to what's going on with the selectivity in new sales. And until we get some real momentum there and whatever it could take to drive that, I think we're going to just kind of be in this place that we're at right now, which is flattish or slightly below trend kind of revenue activity.
All right, one more quick question I want to ask you. I know you've gone long on hardwood. You've got some of your own brands out there. You've got some of your own manufacturing equipment. And last time I saw you at a trade show, you had some gorgeous hardwood products that were selling, you know, in the $12 to $15 a foot range. How's the upper end of the hardwood business?
It's okay. We're seeing a lot of activity in recent months on our really high-end custom products.
Yeah.
That space seems to be okay. Yeah. The really, you know, where money just isn't an option. You come the next step down, and I think we've seen slower, you know, sales of, say, houses of $2 million and higher.
Yeah.
Our highest end is just doing okay. Our reward line is doing really, really well, which is a slightly lower price point product but has those same compelling looks. So, you know, I think we're doing okay, but I think it's largely because we're picking up market share. I don't think the category is really up much at all. In fact, it's probably down a bit from the last couple of years.
Yeah, actually, we ran some numbers in May and said that the hardwood category was down 4% on 18 versus 17.
I think that's right. And that's my gut feeling as well.
One last question on that. The latest product in hardwood is this multi-layered flooring that has, you know, polymer core and a thin real wood layer on the top. Do you think that'll take off?
You know, that product has essentially been around for 25 years in different format. I think you'll get some life to it. We're sort of looking at it. We've got some tests being done right now. But it doesn't seem to capture as much of the consumer's attention as either the real product or these alternatives. We're looking at the LVTs and things like that, you know, the SPC product. So I think there's a place for it. I don't think it'll be but I don't think it's going to be a significant piece of the market going forward.
Okay, well, tell us the strategy behind building this San Diego design studio.
Well, we've had one in San Francisco for many years, and it's located in the design district. It's a separate standalone building, and it's been enormously successful in really attracting the interest of the design community. And we've put one in, you know, San Jose facility, and that's done well. And now it's San Diego. And what's really driving it is the belief that the typical distributor really is dependent almost 100% on somebody to sell his product.
Yeah.
And we still will only sell through our customer channels. We don't sell direct to the consumer. But we really felt that we needed to engage that consumer, or that designer, that architect much earlier in that sales process than just waiting for them to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And if we could engage with that customer earlier, it would help our customer base secure more business. And so not only have we put a significant investment in showrooms as a way to get consumers to come in, architects, designers, whoever it is, to come in an environment that doesn't have a lot of pressure because there's not this compelling need to buy from us. They're simply sourcing product or looking at product or finding out about product. They don't have this, you know, am I going to, you know, how, you know, do I really want to do this guy this early in the process? They're able to kind of go through all these variable options and make some decisions. And we found that architect, designers, and consumers love that type of an environment. And you compound that with our heavy social media efforts right now. We're doing a lot on Facebook, a lot on Instagram, where we really have invested a lot of money in in driving people to the products that we sell. And now the showroom is kind of the final part of the puzzle that gives these people an opportunity to see something in a really, you know, neat environment that's very interactive and very focused on kind of giving them the best part of their home. And it's working well. I mean, we're getting lots of business for our customers, and the overwhelming reaction from them is very positive. They like having that consumer kind of know what they want, or that designer knowing what they want when they come into their store to make that final choice.
Well, I got to applaud it. So let me just mirror some of the things you just said. It's a 4,000 square foot showroom. You've done it, like you said, in San Francisco. Now you're down in Southern California doing it. Everybody has said flooring is a tactile product. You have to be able to actually see it. You can't sell it on the internet just because you need to, you know, touch it and see the, you know, how the grain looks. I've looked at some of the pictures, and I invite my listeners to go and take a look. Well, I think we have a link on our news story. I mean, it's a gorgeous place. You're teasing the designer or the homeowner with what they can do with some upper-end flooring. And then, like you say, you're having a lot of discipline around the fact that they can't buy it there. You're actually showing them and getting them interested in it, and then taking them to your downstream channel, right?
Yeah, we really are. And you walk in, we hired a really good retail store planning person, worked with an outside agency to really develop the concept. Mm-hmm. So it's not just our displays in this. We've got multiple fixtures that really highlight the flooring really well. Spent a lot of money on lighting because I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. And then we've got like these walls where we've got like 100 products, where it starts with like the lightest, most natural product you get, and it goes to the very darkest one in a continuous flow. And so we find that consumers walk in and they can right away, they see, this is the kind of color range I'm looking at. And then you talk about texture, like what type of wire brush did you like, what type of an edge do you want? Do you want a rounded bevel, a square bevel, a small bevel? How much do you want any surface sculpturing to it, any scraping to it? And you can lead these people, and they get so excited to be able to kind of visualize and then see and touch and feel what they actually want to put in their home. And they leave with, we have samples of everything in this big, huge sample room, so they leave with two or three samples of what they want. They can match it to their cabinets, they can match it to their furniture, yeah. And they really feel like they've found exactly what they're looking for, and it's working well.
That's great. I'm also seeing some pictures where you're showing some herringbone and some of these parquet, some things that we saw in old homes 100 years ago. They're coming back with some of these styles, right?
Well, herringbone is really popular right now at the high end,
yeah.
And we think that will drift into the middle price points over the next few years as well. Yeah. And then parquets, we've got a whole factory that makes these every day. We make them for years,
yeah.
And there's a place for those. They can be really effective as an accent room or in the entry area.
All right, Jeff, well, one last quick question. You're owned by private equity. You're owned by Quad C. That's the company that owned CNA for a while, so they're a good partner, aren't they?
Oh, they're fantastic. And, they're partnering right now with Stanton Carpet as well, and
yeah.
They've done some wonderful things over at Stanton. Mm-hmm. And the guys at Quad C have been terrific and totally supportive, and it's just been, we could not have asked for people to be better to work with when my brother and I partner sold the business, and they've been great in every aspect. Terrific guys to work with, and we're very fortunate.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it. It's good to talk to you. Have fun in Venice. Good to catch up with you again. Been talking to Jeff Hamer, the president of Gallagher, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.